MyList Home.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is February 13, 2012. This is episode 46 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Check engine light warning. Get the best service in Fairfax with Mr. Kim's Auto Service. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Dirty Water by Jesus and the Mary Chain, recorded on Stoned and Dethroned from 2006. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you with home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is check engine light warning and get the best service from Mr. Kim's Auto Service in Fairfax, Virginia. In episode 15, check engine light warning, I discussed how our camping trip to the Shenandoah Mountains in Western Virginia, and that once I made the final turn of the day into our campsite area on top of the mountains with a fully loaded Toyota 4Runner, the check engine warning light came on. What a shitty bummer that was. We were hungry, tired, and on top of an isolated mountain with a thunderstorm fast approaching, and the check engine light with TRC and VCS warnings came on. Well, I determined at that time that we needed to set up camp and worry about the check engine light after we got off the mountains. So we enjoyed ourselves while on the mountain in the rain, and the next day we awoke to sunny skies. I further explained in episode 15 what I did to make the vehicle safe to drive home, and how I eventually went to an advanced auto parts store within a couple of days and had them come and check the engine light warning and go ahead and clear it and let me start driving again. The warning that I received for that was System 2 Lean Bank 1. And basically that meant that an oxygen sensor in Bank 1 detected a lean condition or too much oxygen in the exhaust. On V6, V8, V10 engines, Bank 1 is on a side of the engine that has cylinder number 1. The symptoms will probably cause no drivability problems, and having the light turned off at the time back in the middle of August was not a problem for us. It could have meant a number of different things, and I thought, well, let me just go ahead and try to continue driving. If the light comes on again, I'll think about taking it to a shop, getting it further analyzed with a diagnostics machine, and then determining what really needs to be fixed. Most likely there was something dirty in there, and I had put in STP into the tank a couple of times, until the day before Thanksgiving. We were driving to my hometown, and as we were riding up in the mountains in Maryland this time, the check engine light warning came on again. This was a bit disconcerting, especially because it seemed every time that we were with a fully loaded 4Runner and going up a big hill, this light would come on. So within 3 months of the first time that the light came on, it comes on again. We make it to my hometown, And the day after Thanksgiving, we go ahead and take it to another advanced auto parts store. We took some advice from the clerk that came out to read the reading and put in something a little more detailed than just STP. It was about a $10 can of a fuel cleaner mix that was designed to clean the insides of a carburetor and things like that. But I have a fuel injection system, so I went ahead with the clerk's advice, and at that time he said that he couldn't go ahead and turn the check engine light warning off. I didn't quite understand that, because in Virginia the clerk did it without a problem, but in Pennsylvania the clerk didn't seem to want to do that. So for the next 3 months, let's see here, it's February now, so December, January, February. So for 3 months I've been driving around the vehicle with a check engine light warning. I don't do much of the driving at all. I'm lucky if I drive maybe to church and back on Sundays. As you'll know from previous episodes, I spend most of the time riding my bike. It's my wife, however, that has to drive with this vehicle, and these days she's been doing a lot more driving, so I've been looking for somebody, and at the end of episode 15, I told you that I would be looking for somebody that could go ahead and perform a diagnostics of the check engine light warning and not charge me for it if I was able to pay them for a service to do whatever the diagnostics recommended. Well, seems that I found a person. And this person is Mr. Nam S. Kim, who is the owner of Kim's Auto Service, located in Fairfax, Virginia. For anybody located near Fairfax, Virginia, Mr. Kim's shop is next to the post office on Pickett Road on the way to Trader Joe's and the Safeway there. Or actually, it's a Shopper's store. So, next to the post office off Pickett Road, back in the corner, Nam S. Kim has Kim's Auto Service. I found Mr. Kim's service a couple of weeks ago. I finally thought that I'd had enough with a rattling noise on one side of the vehicle that was just continuing to get louder. The check engine light was still on, and we needed an oil change. So I did a bit of internet research without much hope, because I've been told that, especially in this area, it's impossible to get the check engine light diagnosed and have that cost for diagnosis taken into account with the final bill. If I took my vehicle to the local Sunoco, they would have charged me at least $89 just to put the diagnostics machine reading available to me. And that seems a hell of a lot of money. $90, hook up a little computer, tell me what's actually wrong with it, and that money does not apply to any costs that would be performed on a vehicle. When I spoke with Mr. Kim this past Monday, I told him that I'd found him and a couple other shops that were highly recommended by people on the internet. I plan to go to a couple of those same sites and make my own recommendation. Mr. Kim was very friendly, and he told me that the check engine warning light, to do the check for it, would be $50. Now, this was quite a substantial saving compared to some of the other places that told me they would check my engine light and that they were the cheapest in the area. There was Mr. Tire that would do it for $129, the Sunoco shop nearby that would do it for $89, and there's also an Exxon shop nearby that would do it for $95. All three of those places would not apply the cost of the diagnosis to the cost of the repair. Mr. Kim told me that his diagnostics would cost $50, and quite possibly be applied depending on what the problem was. So I found this hard to believe, because I just didn't think that this was possible, that there is an honest auto service person in the area where I live. Yesterday I took some time off of work to bring my vehicle bright and early to Mr. Kim's shop. I introduced myself again to him and told him I spoke with him on the phone the previous Monday. I mentioned to him that I found him through a search on the internet where several of his customers had written very nice things about the service and the performance of their vehicles after that they received from his shop. I like Mr. Kim because he was very real, and he smiled when I said this, And I knew that he thought that that must be true and that he wasn't the one writing these comments. So I told him I came for an oil change. I needed my check engine light diagnosed and the repair for it. I needed to, if there was something inside the O2 sensor that needed to be cleaned, or if there was a cylinder that needed to be cleaned, I wanted to authorize him to do so. And I needed an oil change. And he proceeded to tell me, okay, well, with the diagnostics, it would be $50. Oil change would be $25, which is much lower than anywhere else here in Fairfax. The cheapest I think I've had an oil change in the past 8 years was about $34. And he would also go ahead and check the rattling noise and probably assumed it could have been a couple of different things on the Toyota 4Runner. With a little hesitancy, I gave him my keys. I was planning on spending $1,000 yesterday just to get the vehicle back up to good running condition and feel a little safer about it, knowing that my wife would be driving a vehicle that I had checked out and the check engine light isn't on anymore, and a problem that was making it come on was going to be fixed. So you can't put a price on that, but I had a rough figure of about $1,000 in my head. I couldn't imagine taking it somewhere else and having a lower price. So I left my vehicle with Mr. Kim at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and he told me he would do his best to get it done by 12. Around 10:30, I was sitting in a local coffee shop, and Mr. Kim called me and told me that the vehicle was ready to pick up. I asked him the price, and he said, "Okay, I pick it up. It's going to be $125, and I should get it as soon as I could." I said, "$125? Are you sure?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." And when I got to the shop, he would explain everything that he did to me. So I walked about a mile to the shop and couldn't believe it. I think even on the way, I called my wife and I said, "Mr. Kim said I can pick up the car for $125." And before I forget, I want to throw out there that Mr. Kim's website is www.kimsautoservicevea.com. That's kimsautoservicevea.com. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes today. I got to Mr. Kim's shop and he was there, come to the door right away and told me what had happened with his checking of the vehicle. He said that the check engine light produced the bank one system two lean reading that I'd already thought it was going to be. And he said with a Toyota 4Runner, it could have been a number of different things. So he went with a most likely culprit, and that was a cleaning out of the area near the O2 sensor near the exhaust of the vehicle. Wasn't quite sure what that looked like or what was entailed, but I figured that the number he told me of $125 on the phone just couldn't be right. However, Mr. Kim then presented me with my bill, and for the oil change, the diagnostics check, and cleaning the let's see here. It says cleaning the mass airflow sensor, and he cleared the code for $75. So he did the diagnostics, gave me an oil change with all points, so checking the tires and brakes and all kinds of things like that, and cleaned the mass air filter, which was what I found on the internet to be recommended, for $75. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it. I just thrilled. And then with the rattling noise, he said that he removed a heat shield and that was not going to be a problem on my particular vehicle at all. That was $20. And there was a 450 charge for a cleaner with tax, total labor. The total amount came to $124.50. What a beautiful thing to have happened to me on a beautiful Friday. Although it's still cold here, I just couldn't imagine getting that kind of friendly service that quickly, that honestly, and for that price in Fairfax, Virginia. So I want to throw a thank you out there to Mr. Kim. I told him I was going to talk about him on my website a little bit. I don't think he really understood that this would be a podcast and I'd be including pictures and showing exactly what had happened. But I want to say that it is possible out there. If you do your research, you can find honest small business people in your area. When it comes to auto service, you can find a provider that will go ahead and not try to charge you for every time they turn on a particular machine on your vehicle. I promised Mr. Kim that I would be back. I'll need brakes sometime over the next year probably, and there's only one place I'm going to bring them to. And for $25 for an oil change with a coffee shop that's about a mile away, which leads to good exercise in between, going to Mr. Kim's is going to be a regular thing for me. I really appreciated the service, and I wanted to throw out what I threw out at the end of episode 15. In the future, when a check engine light comes on, chill out. If the light is not flashing, then the vehicle is not in imminent danger. If the use of the vehicle is not hindered, I'll typically take it again to Advanced Auto Parts to get a free reading of the warning. And if there is a danger or serious problem, I'm going to bring it back to Mr. Kim's, because he's going to put the price of the diagnostics test to the charge for any repair cost. In the meantime, I'll be prepared for any unexpected costs, and the savings I incurred from Mr. Kim's auto service will help me to do that. That's it for today. Now go and find an honest, small business person.